Who are you and what brought you down here today?
Hi, my name is Vivica Waparocha and I'm with Playworks. So Playworks is an organization that is basically a recess consultant. So we go to different schools in Wisconsin and we work with schools in how to cultivate a more inclusive and occlusive recess, as well as teach social emotional skills.
A recess consultant. I love that.
Yes.
Right? Well, you get to play for your job in some ways.
Of course, yes, and work with adults so they know that they can also play as well at their jobs too.
What are some trends right now in this field? Like, what are we learning? How are schools moving away from maybe what was a standard towards some kind of new standard? Walk me through that.
Yeah, so what we do is we teach social emotional skills, so that includes things like lightning lingo, which is positive language. Conflict resolution skills, teamwork, so stuff like that. And what we do is we use play to teach those skills. Like, for example, for conflict resolution, we teach the game Rochambeau, which is basically rock, paper, scissors. But instead of kiddos fighting about who's in line first, or who gets a drink of water first, or who does whatever first, we tell the kids, hey, Rochambeau. And so they play a quick game of Rochambeau, and that easily takes away any conflict issues that may occur. And it's a fun way to kind of just figure out who goes without an adult picking, you know, that student. It's an easy solution.
Lightning lingo?
Lightning lingo.
I need an example of this.
Oh, I got you. Lightning lingo is quick and fun ways of sharing positive language. Like, for example, you're awesome is considered a lightning lingo word or phrase, as well as you rock. So lightning lingo can also be for the other person as well as for yourself. So we also teach positive affirmations that kiddos can say to themselves when they're at recess when things aren't going well. For example, if I'm at kickball and I miss a kick, instead of me saying, oh, I suck, I can say, good job, nice try, to myself and make myself feel better. As well as, and it does help too when other kiddos tell me, good job, nice try as well. So we teach lightning lingo to all the kids for themselves and for the kiddos that they're playing with.
Does Playworks actually come on to the playgrounds then and like works with like the adult moderators of recess? Or how do you actually engage your work?
Yes, so we consult with different schools, and what we do is we go on to their playgrounds. So what we do is we kind of get a lay of the land. Teachers talk about things that they want to change or they want to keep. Like, we have a lot of Playworks schools, we call them, so we chat Playworks for a while. And we have newcomers who are like, hey, but we heard a lot of good things about Playworks. We want you all to come to our schools and help cultivate recess. So what we do is we work with mostly adults, so we consult with adults, and we try to help them become recess champions. And what we mean by recess champions is making recess fun for the kiddos that are at their schools.
Are you working with any of the schools in the Green and Healthy Schools schoolyard redevelopment process that has been part of the process?
So there have been a few schools that we either have worked with or are currently working with here, and schools that we want an opportunity to work with. So right now, I feel that Hawthorne is here. We work with Hawthorne. Glendale has been here. We worked with Glendale. And then, too, like, just kind of getting the word out there so we can get Playworks at every school, so every school could be a Playworks school.
Is there any trend towards recess for older grades? I know for me, like, once I got out of eighth grade, the recess didn't exist anymore in high school. I'm just curious from your field, like, is there, because there is value in like getting the body moving and getting fresh air, etc., is there any movement at the high school level to have some kind of outdoor component more than there's been like when I was in school?
Oh, for sure. Playworks hasn't yet, I'm going to say yet, transferred over to the high school level. But what we do say, those for those who come over and they're interested in Playworks and are working at the high school level, we do say a lot of our games can be associated with those high schoolers. So, for example, on the playworks.org, we have different game sites for different levels of youth. And what we do is, and we try to match games that would be fun for that age group and also be, sensitive to what those age groups can do. Like, for example, if we play the game of basketball, we'll teach kiddos in kindergarten how to dribble. Moving up to like fourth grade, playing more games of like three-line basketball, which are not totally playing basketball, but it gets them used to some of the rules, how to play together, and even to just kind of get them adjusted to the game. And then too, like what we try to tell high schoolers is when you move to a high school level, you're playing full on basketball. But it allowed, but with Playworks, it makes that inclusivity. So if I'm not a huge basketball player, the Playworks style, I still get an opportunity to shine. Whether I'm the passer, whether I'm the rebounder, I get to be a part of it, whether it's just me touching the ball or shooting the shot. Playworks tries to teach that inclusivity, so then that way when we get older, we can apply that to our everyday life or our jobs when the kids get older.
How did you personally, professionally get into this role? Like, what led you to this path?
So I was a assistant director at Purposeful Play, and what led me to this role was just the fact of, like, in Purposeful Play, our director was very into Playworks. And I was like, oh, like Playworks, Playworks, Playworks. And it was always a website to me. But then I somehow was like, okay, let me see how real this is. So then I ended up going on Indeed, and I found that there were positions. And I started as a site coordinator. So I applied for that position and talked to the regional director as well as the program manager, and it got me acclimated to what Playworks was really about. And I found that, you know, especially with my skill set, it was a job for me.
Purposeful Play. I'm not familiar with that organization.
So that is another like a sport program that's in the inner city. But with Playworks, it helped to change our culture as well, which is why I saw the value in kind of just, you know what, let me see what Playworks is about. So just jumping into that atmosphere and being at the forefront versus being and kind of just seeing like, okay, how does this work so I can, you know, be a better at, you know, facilitating, you know, how to, you know, teach kiddos how to be successful in life.
I like the language of kiddos too.
Yes.
Is that the Playworks language or is that a Vivica language?
You know what? I know it's a lot. You know, Playworks does a really good job at not having a Playworks way, but just having a way. With different mentors, different individuals who I've worked with, adapting those different languages and finding it what works for the individuals that we're working with, or making sure it fits the culture that we're dealing with. And I just found that kiddos is culturally it works for everyone. Okay. So this is something I adapted from just being with different mentors as well as different coworkers.
Very cool. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Playworks is such an amazing organization. Especially shout out to Wisconsin. If you are interested in learning more about Playworks, you can find us at playworks.org and send us an email, and we will definitely get back to you as soon as we can.
Cool. Thank you, Vivica.
Thank